We're here at Christchurch Central Library, and joining me is Vanda Simon, crime fiction writer, and I heard that you've finished the third instalment of the Sam Shepherd series.
I have. I had the pleasure of posting off the manuscript about a week and a half ago and chucking it in the post and going, oh, thank God that's over.
Did you do a wee dance around the house for a bit?
Well, I didn't. It was quite anticlimactic because there was no one home to go and do high fives with or anything like that. So it was like, oh, book's gone. Go get the kids from school now.
Really? So you just like shut the drawer and shut down the notebook computer and just sat for a moment?
Exactly. And it's sort of like, gosh, how strange has my life become that it seems normal to finish off a book and pop it in the post and then go pick up the kids from school. The life of a crime writer. It's exciting, I tell you, people.
And without giving too much away about what happens, what can readers expect?
Oh, in this third instalment, Containment, the novel set in Dunedin, and as the name kind of suggests, it's the aftermath of a shipping accident when containers are washed up on a beach. And normal social mores go out the window and they get looted somewhat. So it's the flow-on effects, shall we say. And
Wow, that sounds interesting.
You'll have to buy the book.
I'm going to have to, because there's a million possibilities. I wanted to ask how long the process takes from you submitting it to it coming back with the first edits or the first thoughts from the publishers.
I hopped on a plane this morning at 10 o'clock, but before I left home at 8:45, the first lot of little notes from the publisher came through. So I just sort of printed them off, threw them in my bag. And so while we're away on tour, I'll get to have a wee look at those and see what they'd like spruced up. And then it'll go back again, and then it'll come back to me via the editor. And the process does take a wee while. And after it's been to the editor, it comes back to you again to proofread, and then you correct things, and it goes away again, and then it comes back again for you to proofread. And by the time it comes back to you for that second time to proofread, you are so heartily sick to death of it that you just don't know what to do with yourself. But it has to be done, because there's nothing worse than a clanging error in a book. So it does take a wee while, and so this novel will come out in the first week of September.
So not that long for people to finish the other two books in the series and before they go out and buy the third.
No.
And I was wondering, there's a poet, a crime fiction writer, a satirist, a playwright, and a teen fiction author. What's it going to be like on that bus?
You can just imagine, can't you? It's going to be a lot of fun. writing's such a solitary existence. So basically I spend my whole day by myself. The only thing I've got to keep me occupied is the snoring sound of my cat. So to get out in public and actually get trotted out is lovely. So I enjoy coming out to these talks and things. So it's going to be great fun doing it. Also very pleased to be in Christchurch, because I'm doing a little bit of research on Christchurch's one of her favourite daughters, Nio Marsh, at the moment. So it's good to be here. I don't know if I'll get to go to the house though.
Brilliant. Vanda, thanks for talking to us today.
You're welcome.